date is December 16th at 1540 hours.
As soon as I got here, because I was there, I came up and wrote it all. Make sure I write it so I don't forget it.
No, it's okay.
Basically, I was on my way to work on Carmen, heading from Ponderosa to the 101.
Okay, so you're going south on Carmen?
Yes.
Okay.
I was in the lane closest to the median, so closest to the opposite side where the incident occurred.
Okay, so we'll call that lane. So you're not in the left turn lane. You're going to proceed straight?
Yes.
Okay, so
I was right before.
So you're right next. So if this is here's the left turn lane. Here's one lane. Here's the second lane. Here's the third lane. And then this is Daly right there.
Just as the left turn lane begins, I stopped right here, right where the incident happened. It was across from me.
Okay, so you weren't up at the crosswalk. You were a few cars back.
I was back. I was turning as I was coming down. I heard three loud pop, 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 pop. I saw something happening. I was just watching the cars, and when I heard the pops, I looked up and saw the officer backpedaling with the guy.
Okay.
And just as I got up to it, I stopped to get off the bike to help, and he was falling off the curb. And as he was stepping back and falling, I heard two more shots.
Okay.
And then I stopped. I wasn't going to rush in while he was firing.
Okay. Did you see anything prior to that, or you just were coming up and then you heard the gunshot?
I heard the first. I didn't see before. I heard the first set of shots, and then I saw them fighting as the officer was trying to get away from the guy, backpedaling the whole time.
Okay. What did the? We're just sitting here talking, just for the sense. What was the officer wearing, clothing-wise?
Brown shirt, green pants.
So he looked like a identifiable as a police officer.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And then the subject, could you describe what he looked like or what he may have been
blonde,
wearing?
Blonde, spiky hair, kind of frouche. I think he had gray pants on, tennis shoes.
Okay.
I couldn't see him until, as the officer fell in the street and got up, because we teach people how to get up when they fall down, and he did exactly. Which he's like, nice, good. As he got up, he still had him at gunpoint, because after the two shots, the guy was still standing on the curb.
Okay.
And I couldn't hear because I had a helmet on and exhaust on the motorcycle, but I had a clear shot of him, and then he just stood there, and then the guy just collapsed in the street.
Okay. And so you heard a total of?
Five shots.
Five? Okay, so. No, sorry, go ahead.
I had three, which was probably closer towards Daly, and that's when I started watching him as he was backpedaling across, and then two as he fell.
Okay, so what you saw, the officer fired three rounds. He's still
They're
retreating.
Still scuffling after the first three rounds.
And the subject's still coming at him.
Yes.
And then he fired two more while the subject was still standing?
Yes. And he fired two more as he was. It had to have been one, and just as he fired the first one, he started falling off of the curb, and fired one more as he fell.
Okay.
Got up, and the guy was still standing on the curb, staring at him, fist clenched, head down like he was a rustler, like he was going to do a takedown. And then the officer just was, I could see him yelling, but I couldn't hear what he was saying. So he was still issuing verbal commands when the guy fell.
Okay, so you couldn't hear, but you could tell that the officer
hear, but I could see him yelling. And when the guy fell on the ground, he was turning and yelling at the officer still.
Was he? Yeah. Okay. Did you see the subject? Did he have anything in his hands, or did you see?
I couldn't see because the officer's back was to me in the initial part, but after he fell, I could see on the sidewalk that there were things on the sidewalk. There was two black things, could have been a knife, could have been a cell phone.
Okay.
They were definitely behind where that had happened at.
About how close would you say would they were?
That stuff was right about where the officer had fallen off the sidewalk. So
okay.
It was all right there.
Do you recall seeing the officer's patrol car?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I'm easy with the pictures. So, I was literally parked here.
Okay.
So, the incident happened right around where that green bush was.
Right.
So, I was parked, and as they backpedaled, and as he was falling, I was getting off the bike to run and help.
Okay.
So, I just put the kicks down, Dan, and he was already up.
Okay.
And then once I saw he got drawn on him, I didn't move. I just waited.
Okay. When the officer fell,
right behind that patrol car.
When the officer fell, did he? So you said he fell on his back.
He fell on his back.
Okay, but then he got right back up.
He fell. We teach everyone if they get knocked down, and he fell back this way. He still had his right hand. His left hand went back, and he scooted back this way, and was right back up. He was only down a moment.
Okay.
And the other guy was still on the curb looking at him. And then just fell into the street.
Did the subject, after the officer fired the first three rounds, did the subject, was he still going towards?
Yes. Yes,
officer?
He was still, because that happened. Sorry, 1 second.
Oh, no, take it down.
Thank you for calling Tavery Young Taekwondo School. How can I help you? Excellent, ma'am. Yourself? That was going to be for tomorrow's buddy day. So the kids are going to bring parents to class, and it was going to be an easier workout for the parents to not embarrass anybody and not do too much kicking so they won't be too sore for the holidays. That'll be just during their regular class. And then each one of those classes will end with some kids versus adults dodgeball. Fun workout stuff, easy stuff. You're welcome, ma'am. Bye-bye. So his patrol car was up at the intersection. I think it's on the other side of that one. It was the only patrol car that was there at the time.
Okay, because his car, here's the fire truck. His car is right there. That's the lights. This is Carmen right here.
Okay, so that was his car.
So this is his car right here. Yeah, it's just obscured with the lights going, but that's his car right there.
I was here.
Okay.
And then the three shots had to have happened up closer because we backpedaled and fell behind where the fire truck was. But because that was the three shots I heard, like pop, pop, pop. And that's when I looked over at them and saw them still scuffling. He was still backpedaling. That's when he fell. And he fired two as he fell back.
Okay.
But there were other people on the side saying, there was one kid who was like, no, I saw it. The guy was doing nothing. He was just asking for cigarettes. The cop made a U-turn. And then the kid just went after the cop. But he didn't have to shoot him. Like, what? How does that make any sense?
No.
That guy went after the cop. That's perfect grounds.
Yeah. No, it's a good.
I figured there's no way you're flipping a U-turn on someone begging for cigarettes. There's got to be a history there.
No. Yeah, there's something.
Yeah.
So
whether the call was earlier or whatever happened, but he was definitely being attacked while he shot. And then when the guy was still standing, I thought he did pretty good because he didn't pump him anymore. He just yelled at him. The guy was up for a good 3 seconds looking around, and his eyes were just blank.
The suspect?
The suspect.
Okay.
It was definitely still like, so.
So in your belief, I mean, you felt, obviously, that the officer's life was being threatened?
I thought it was a good shoot.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
When I said, I was jumping off ready to go help, and then when he drew back, I was like, I'm not running in the middle of that.
Right. Okay.
He has it under control.
Okay. No, perfect. Do you happen to have your driver's license on you? No.
Driver's license?
Yeah, just so I get your information and then. Thank you.
For the last year, I've been thinking, I'd probably get a carry conceal. Nah, nothing's gonna happen. All the police officers who work here, like, are trained here. Like, you should. You should have one, you should carry.
Well, that's what I mean, if the county is, especially with our county, if we're passing them out, you know, we're issuing. I mean, why not? You know,
yes.
I mean, I have family that live out of state, and they carry, and you know, men and women. It's just just have that peace of mind, and they all had to use them.
Yes.
So, but
yeah, most thing I think about is like, how bad would the situation, in a situation like that, or if the guy had a gun and different stuff, absolutely. But
right.
I think I'm okay in 99% of situations.
Right.